Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO at 10 a.m. on your radio dial and rebroadcast on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Have your paper and pen handy for important information. We have a full program today on this beautiful first Sunday of autumn, so let's get started with a medley from the Zaspivajme Toromo CD.
Підскочу сі, дупну ножком, на мілого жмуркну очком. А не єдним, а не двома, жебл прийшов він до кола. А не єдним, а не двома, жебл прийшов він до кола. Танці, мілий, танці кришком, під зеленим капелюшком. Най нас твоя мати відід, най ти жену не находить. Най нас твоя мати видит, най ти жену не находит. Же ты собі давно нашел, як ез до нас вечур зашел. Вночі приспав і отходил, же без матір не забудил. Вночі приспав і отходил, же без матір не забудил. А тераз іш, мило повіч, най ми чепец приготовит. А треба і колесочку, премаленьку дитиночку. А треба і колесочку, премаленьку дитиночку.
Яблочко червене, в нашим саді торгане, але за що? Ти хотів петлярю за стискання, як села вірного любування. Шкода мені яблочка і вірного сердечка розкламання. Боже ж, то з того любування, геть по нім остава злим скламання. Радшей собі подівчу, танці з кожним викручу, без чекання. Радшей собі подівчу, танці з кожним викручу, без чекання.
Today's program has been paid for in its entirety by John Strahan.
You can listen to the Rusin Heritage Program anywhere in the world, any time of the day or night, via the internet. At the new CRS redesigned homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Rusin Radio, and there we are. We need your financial support if our radio broadcasts are to continue. If you enjoy the program and want it to continue, please let us know by your tax-deductible donation. We enjoy bringing the program to you, our listeners, every week, but we need your help to do so. So you can call Jack at 412-331-3124, email him at russinradio@c-rs.org, or simply check the Russin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. We would like to acknowledge some of the donations we recently have received. We got a very generous donation from John Strahan in Greenfield, $100. Another generous donations from Steve and Evelyn Pecno of Bethel Park, $50. Brian Bartko of Penn Hills, $50. Richard Gatiss from Denora, $30. And Gene Thomas of Kokomo, Indiana, $25. We thank you all very much, and this song goes out for all of you. This is from Makovitska Struna. This is Nyanku Nash Dorohe.
Mount St. Macrina announced its Icon Reflection Series, a series of four sessions designed to explore the spirituality and symbolism of icons presented by Sister Barbara Jean Michalczyk. The sessions will be held on four Thursdays this fall, October 6th and 13th, and November 10th and 17th. Participants may choose morning, that's 10 to 11:30 a.m., or evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. sessions. As instruments to deepen faith, icons have served for many centuries to teach Christians the truths of God. In this series, many examples of icons will be displayed. Each session will include a mediation on icon, inviting participants to pray with these windows into heaven. Session 1, the Trinity, Christ and Mary. Session 2, Holy Days, Part 1. Session 3, Holy Days, Part 2. And Session 4, Saints and Patrons. Offering per person for each session is $12 or $40 for the full series. The Mount St. Macrina House of Prayer is located on the grounds at 510 West Main Street, Uniontown. For registration or more information, phone 724-438-7149. And the Byzantine Liturgy has returned to the Duquesne University Chapel on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. and will run through December 11th, except for November 20th and 27th. Now that summer is over, come join us in celebrating this divine liturgy which fulfills your Sunday obligation.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve his people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. Also this afternoon, the monks of Holy Trinity Monastery, 134 Trinity Lane, Butler, PA, invite all to an afternoon of prayer and fellowship from 2 to 5 p.m. The Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparochial Choir will participate in a molebin to the Most Holy Virgin Mary at 3:30 p.m. with holy anointing immediately following the molebin. Supper will be served at 4:30 p.m. in the monastery dining hall. The monastery's bookstore and icon shop will be open during the event. For more information and or directions, call 724-287-4461. Our next selection is by the 10-year-old singing sensation Simonka Kaczmarowa.
Yeah.
quite abruptly there. Over the next 3 weeks, I will be giving you a article here that I found on the russinmedia.org website. This comes from Time Magazine Europe, and it was written on August 29th, 2005. So the next 3 weeks, just keep on listening for our article here. If you're an Andy Warhol fan, where do you go to find the largest concentration of his works in one place? Well, you could try the Andy Warhol Museum here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the city where the pop artist was born and raised. Or you could go to Medzilaborice, population 6,500, town in northeastern Slovakia, that boasts the world's second largest museum dedicated to Warhol's life and work. Here you'll find some 160 original prints and drawings, Warhol's leather jacket, and family memorabilia. If you want to know Andy Warhol, the superstar, go to Pittsburgh, says Michal Bitsko, who founded the Andy Warhol Museum of Modern Art in 1991. If you want to know him as a person and what he was like before he became famous, you need to come to Medzilaborice. What's an artist like Warhol doing in a place like Medzilaborice? His parents were born in the village of Mikova, a stretch of modest homes along a single-lane road about 9 miles from Medzilaborice. While Warhol himself never visited, Bitsko insists that the region's peasant mentality and religious iconography were a profound influence on his art. The museum, housed in a boxy communist-era palace of culture, is partly a tourist attraction. It draws as many as 17,000 people a year to this deeply rural region of undulating fields and scarecrows. But Bitsko says that it's also a statement of defiance. Warhol's parents were Rusyns, members of a Slavic tribe that settled in this part of Slovakia after the 6th century. The museum, Bitsko says, is a way of keeping Rusyn culture alive. An identification with Warhol boosts people's self-confidence. They no longer need to be ashamed of being Rusyn. In this neglected part of the country, where alcoholism is rampant and jobs are scarce, there's not a lot else to be proud of. The Rusyns, who speak a distinct language and are renowned for their exquisite wooden churches, often built without nails, have been stubbornly resisting assimilation and natural disasters for centuries. Some 1.2 million Rusyns are currently estimated to be living in Central and Eastern Europe. Under Czechoslovakia's communist regime in the early 1950s, they were declared to be Ukrainians and their Greek Catholic Church was abolished. In Ukraine, where an estimated 740,000 Rusyns live, the government has yet to recognize them as a separate national minority and ethnicity. Join us next week for our second of three parts on this article. Next, we have a medley from the Makovica Holo CD from Svidnik.
Treba se ljubovati, a to je...
Let's try that again. Try that again. Now we got you mic'd up there. Go ahead.
Okay. Last weekend, the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS held their first Vatsara on Saturday, and on Sunday was the CRS annual meeting, cultural program, and performance by Slaviani. And both events were very successful. On Saturday at the Vatsara, the weather was just perfect. We had a large crowd. Of course, the food was just delicious, and everybody in attendance had one terrific time. Jerry Jumba did a great job, as usual, in providing the music, entertainment, and leading the sing-along. It was so good to see so many young people at the Vatsara. For as we always say, the future of our culture and the CRS depends on the youth. They are the ones who will carry on after we are gone.
And if we don't have the youth, we don't have anything. On Sunday was the CRS annual meeting, and it was also highlighted by wonderful food, and a very educational cultural program, hey, which I think I did earlier. It was nice to meet CRS National Financial Secretary Jim Dudick, who came in from California, and also National Secretary Lee Herhochik and her husband Mike, who came in from New Jersey, and our good friend Gene Thomas and his wife from Kokomo, Indiana. Both the Pittsburgh chapter and the National CRS Board want to publicly send a heartfelt thank you to Father Joseph Raptush, pastor of the Church of the Resurrection, where the events were held both days. The facilities were just perfect. Father Joe was a very gracious and accommodating host. We thank you again, Father Joe. After the annual meeting, Helen Timo took it upon herself to have a collection for the Russin Heritage Program and collected over $200. So, Helen, we thank you so very much. So, for Father Joe, Helen, and all the CRS members and non-CRS members who came and contributed to Helen's collection, we have two numbers from Achia Tohuja.
As we close our program today with Yaporobuk by Group Junior, I want to again thank everyone who attended the Vatsara and CRS annual meeting to help make both events a success. If you were not able to join us, you again missed a wonderful, wonderful CRS weekend in Pittsburgh.
farobog molodenjko i budu sazeniti. Ja farobog molodenjko i budu sazeniti. Uznemo su na muziku s parkami. Sanjanku drahoj, lenša ne starajte. Ne bojte, sanjanku drahoj, lenša ne starajte. Len mi svoje rodičovske požehnanja dajte. Len mi svoje rodičovske požehnanja dajte. Nevistočku na každu robotu. Privedu vam nevistočku na každu robotu. Ževu se šane strapili, ne spoznali psotu. A v mamkomej poklade už možete žiť. Abo mamko, moj poklade, už možete žisti. Bo nevista pospriatuje i na varin isti. Bo nevista pospriatuje i na varin isti.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сяпачили нашого веселання. Pozivame vás počúvati sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na Rusinského národnostného veselania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.